The president removed his glasses and looked into Rachel's eyes. She felt a touch of her father's power in him. I'm asking you as a favor, Rachel, and also because I believe it is part of your job. So which is it? Yes or no? Will you brief my staff on this matter? Rachel felt trapped inside the tiny PSC trailer. Nothing like hard sell. Even from 3,000 miles away, Rachel could feel the strength of his will pressing through the video screen. She also knew this was a perfectly reasonable request, whether she liked it or not. I have conditions, Rachel said. Herney arched his eyebrows.
Being?
I meet your staff in private. No reporters. This is a private briefing, not a public endorsement.
You have my word.
Your meeting is already slated for a very private location. Rachel sighed. All right, then. The president beamed.
Excellent.
Rachel checked her watch, surprised to see it was already a little past 4 o'clock. Hold on, she said, puzzled. If you're going live at 8 p.m., we don't have time. Even in that vile contraption you sent me up here in, I couldn't get back to the White House for another couple of hours at the very fastest. I have to prepare my remarks and... The president shook his head.
I'm afraid I didn't make myself clear. You'll be doing the briefing from where you are via video conference.
Oh, Rachel hesitated. What time did you have in mind?
Actually, Herney said, grinning, how about right now? Everyone is already assembled, and they're staring at a big blank television set. They're waiting for you.
Rachel's body tensed. Sir, I'm totally unprepared. I can't possibly...
Just tell them the truth. How hard is that?
But,
Rachel, the president said, leaning toward the screen, remember, you compile and relay data for a living. It's what you do. Just talk about what's going on up there.
He reached up to flick a switch on his video transmission gear, but paused.
And I think you'll be pleased to find I've set you up in a position of power.
Rachel didn't understand what he meant, but it was too late to ask. The president threw the switch. The screen in front of Rachel went blank for a moment. When it refreshed, Rachel was staring at one of the most unnerving images she had ever seen. Directly in front of her was the White House Oval Office. It was packed, standing room only. The entire White House staff appeared to be there, and every one of them was staring at her. Rachel now realized her view was from atop the president's desk. Speaking from a position of power, Rachel was sweating already. From the looks on the faces of the White House staffers, they were as surprised to see Rachel as she was to see them.
Miss Sexton,
a raspy voice called out. Rachel searched the sea of faces and found who had spoken. It was a lanky woman just now taking a seat in the front row. Marjorie Tench. The woman's distinctive appearance was unmistakable, even in a crowd.
Thank you for joining us, Miss Sexton,
Marjorie Tench said, sounding smug.
The president tells us you have some news.